As a residential use, can't be regulated?
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I was supposed to be saying good morning, but I'm saying good afternoon instead. All right, welcome to the Town Council Economic Development Committee meeting. And I'd like to start this morning by, or afternoon, excuse me, by first of all, the minutes of the October 1st meeting. And we just did announce that we're starting, so you didn't miss anything, Councilman Bustos. And before we go for the approval, I actually have one amendment, and I'm going to just say what it is and hopefully doing it the right format. On page 10 of the October 1st minutes, there is a paragraph 2, that says, but employment and services near neighborhoods does not create additional traffic. That should say does not necessarily create additional traffic, because of course it could create depending on what kind of business it is and so forth. So if we could make that one adjustment. Are there any other?
So you're making a motion to amend the minutes?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to amend the minutes to reflect does not necessarily create additional traffic.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Okay. Thank you.
I move for approval of the minutes as amended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None. Okay. All right. So we'll start with public comments. Is anyone here for public comments at all in regard to? Okay. Thank you. Today we will be having a presentation by Charleston County in the economic development area regarding their business concierge program. I brought this topic up last month because this is something new for the Town of Mount Pleasant Economic Development Committee. And Charleston County has a wonderful model already in place that's been working very, very well. As the minute stated from last month, one of the differences I hope to, and you'll hear more about how theirs works, but one of the differences I hope to add is that theirs is about really hands-on helping the businesses that are here. And mine is the, not mine, our committee, I would hope, will be to, from soup to nuts, if an owner owns land and wants to bring a business to Mount Pleasant, that from the very beginning we will have a council member involved in the process so that we don't go through all the steps that happen in order to plan some sort of a business coming here and then get it to council and then have half the community upset, council trying to decide what to do, up or down vote, somebody goes away mad. And so the idea here is to try to definitely enhance and improve economic development for Mount Pleasant. Now, on that note, I want to point out Councilman Bustos asked a very good question after last month's meeting. What does economic development really mean? What are we focusing on when we talk about economic development? And I just want to share real quickly something from our own guidelines here at the town. And basically, the confusion often says when you say economic development, a lot of people think we're referring to something that brings growth. And everybody's very worried because Mount Pleasant has grown so rapidly in terms of residential development that we obviously have a lot of traffic and infrastructure issues. That's not economic development. The true definition, in fact, it says it right in our economic development strategy booklet, and it says that economic development pertains to value-added businesses that derive a significant portion of revenues from outside the Tri-County area. By their nature, they are of particular value to the community due to their capital investment potential, substantial number of high-paying quality jobs, and their minimal impact to the environment or town services. I bring this up, in short, economic development, as this committee would like to go forward and work on, is bringing businesses here who want to be in Mount Pleasant and who will bring both jobs and capital money into Mount Pleasant that's not already circulating here in Mount Pleasant. So in other words, this is not about recruiting a new restaurant, because most of the time a restaurant, as much as we'd love to have lots of great restaurants, and we do, they're kind of recirculating the money that's already here. Same thing with a doctor's office or something. Yes, they're wonderful. We want them to be here. We need them. Those are services, but that's not true economic development. So what we're going to hear from Charleston County about today is economic development, as in how do we bring businesses that will truly choose Mount Pleasant because they want to be here and bring both money and jobs especially hopefully high-paying jobs, without hurting our infrastructure and, in fact, helping us pay for it. And with that, I'd like to introduce Merle Johnson and Jennifer Thomas, if you would come up, please. And okay, start with Merle.
Councilwoman Landing, appreciate it, ma'am. Councilman Brimmer and Councilman Bustos. Eric, it's good seeing you, sir. First off, let me say thank you guys for having us. And secondly, Steve Dykes, who is our boss, sends his regards. He's actually getting some advanced training up at Clemson University this week. So appreciate you again, you guys, giving us this opportunity to speak with you guys today. First, what I'm going to talk about very briefly is what Steve Dykes started back in 1993 following the response to the base closure in when he formed this this department. And we look at it based on the strategic assessment that Steve did back in 93. We have a three-pronged approach. And the first one we'll talk about is recruitment, right? And we do this obviously in partnership with the Charleston Regional Development Alliance, which was formed right around the same time as we were. And so partnering with them, we market they market the region, obviously we market Charleston County to the world in hopes of attracting, as you said, Ms. Landing, companies outside of the area that would want to do business and locate in Charleston County. And then obviously Steve has the ability with the Department of Commerce and our workforce training allies to package a deal in hopes of recruiting them here. The second piece that we do, and Jennifer Brown, who's our Director of Business Retention and Expansion, which is just a fancy way of saying existing industry, and she'll speak more about this, but retention and expansion is our second piece. And as you guys are aware, and we just celebrated, what annual luncheon was that? 15th annual luncheon we do for existing industry a couple weeks ago. Retention and expansion of our existing businesses, that's priority number one for Charleston County. Obviously, they tend to grow the quickest, and we have such a good relationship with them all that it's pretty easy to convince them on why they should stay here and do business here. And then the last piece that we do from an economic development standpoint is business climate initiatives, and some of the things that we do with regards to that are help with infrastructure in particular. We do things like hang traffic lights and things like that in the business parks as needed and as requested. We also work with private developers and obviously the municipalities when they have a business park in helping them market and hopefully land businesses in those business park. And then we partner in particular with the Charleston Metro Chamber of Commerce as it relates to pro-business policies in hopes of, working with you guys and the other municipalities as it relates to permitting, business licenses, and things like that. So that's our approach. The only other piece that I would add before I ask Jennifer to come up here is the county, it's now approaching, how many years is that, 25 years or 35 years? 25 years since we've done the strategic assessment, and we just closed the RFP for a strategic plan that we will be partaking or undertaking beginning of next year in hopes of creating a new five-year strategic plan for Charleston County as it relates to economic development. And at a minimum, those three things right there, but we're also looking to make it a little bit broader and have that consultant come in and tell us maybe there's some things that we're not doing that we should be doing. And you guys, in particular Eric and whoever comes on post Amy, will obviously be invited to be a stakeholder in those meetings. With that, I'd like to introduce Jennifer Brown, who will talk to you guys about our Business Concierge Program.
Thank you, Merle. And I do want to apologize, Jennifer, since I gave you a new last name. Brown, not Thomas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Merle. Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's nice to put faces with names. I know we haven't met officially, but thank you to the committee and council members for having us. From an existing industry standpoint, like Merle mentioned, business retention expansion is a long title, but we like to shorten it a little to the business concierge program. Likened to a hotel concierge desk, when you're visiting a new town and you're staying in a hotel, you have a lot of questions. Who, what, when, where do I go eat, where do I park, what do I do? We're kind of doing the same thing with businesses. So from a recruitment standpoint, once they're recruited here, we kind of get passed off from them to our existing industry program. So it's like a hand-holding for the life of the company, really, from the moment they're recruited and they start coming out of the ground till as long as they stay in Charleston County. Soup to nuts, so to speak. Kathy, I know you mentioned that earlier. So Steve says that a lot in our office as well. We're the one-stop shop, basically. Anything from startup assistance, whether that's working with the municipality for permitting issues, any permitting questions. I know previously with Amy and with Ashley in her role, and then with the City of North Charleston, the City of Charleston, we have liaisons there as well that work in similar roles where a company is needing to build a building, improve on their land, and we do a little sit down before you start digging holes and putting up walls and things like that. So you have this overview approach, working collaboratively with the municipality, so a company doesn't have to go back and correct any issues or things with coding enforcement, fire inspection, things like that. That's where we really can dig in with that startup assistance, working with the municipalities. As an ongoing assistance base, we typically visit companies. We try and get to them once a year, but more often than not, we see them frequently throughout the year. We have about 200 companies across Charleston County that we call upon, and that's a face-to-face visit, getting an update on their headcount, any workforce challenges they may have, any plant expansion opportunities, things such of that nature, where we can plug in and do that problem solving and that analysis to help the business be as successful as they can be. We focus primarily on industries that are in certain sectors that kind of align with our recruitment strategy. So everything from advanced manufacturing, heavy focus on aerospace and automotive, IT high tech, warehouse distribution and logistics, back office headquarters and call centers, and then bio and life sciences. I think I mentioned IT high tech. So those are kind of the companies that we call upon, and that makes up that bulk of that 200. And there are quite a few here in Mount Pleasant. Did you have a question?
I did, before you move on.
Sure.
So you mentioned about 200 companies get these visits.
Mm-hmm.
How do you determine which of those companies fall into that category or that you serve in that way? Is there a criteria for that?
So typically it can be a large company or a small, medium-sized enterprise. We have some IT companies that we call on that are just five people because we know they have the potential to grow eventually. We try and focus on companies that stay in those industry buckets. And mainly the root of that is because those are the types of companies that we can incentivize when they go to expand and grow from a capital investment standpoint with their property taxes and the state from a job tax credit standpoint, job development credit standpoint. The IT high tech companies are a little different just because their taxation from a county standpoint, they're not like a manufacturer, so we're not trying to lower their property tax, but their jobs typically are large in mass and high paying wages, and the state really focuses a lot on those as well.
So
from that standpoint,
do you approach those companies with that, or do they approach you and ask for those services?
It's both. There are a lot of times where a company, especially it's easy once they're recruited here and land here, they get handed off to us. So it's a seamless transition, and now you're a part of existing industry. You're not a recruited company anymore. You're here. You're going to be existing industry. But there are some companies, based on whether we have our luncheon where we're spreading the good word that Charleston County's open for business, a lot of new companies will come up new to us that have been here for quite a while, or they're in a small manufacturing association, and we work very collaboratively with the Lowcountry Manufacturers Council and different groups like that, and they seek us out, especially when they're going to build a new building or buy some land. They kind of understand that there might be some potential for financial incentives. So that kind of is the carrot and stick sort of way to, yes.
So Steve operated in an office with about five people for
could you go to the thing, just because they have trouble in there?
So Steve operated in an office for 20-plus years with five people, and just recently we've expanded. And through that expansion, Jennifer came on board about 5 years ago, and that's basically when the Business Concierge program took off, because then you had myself and her were both dedicated to doing that, and that's when she started to dig up a lot of the family-owned businesses, companies that were probably five people but growing to about 10 or 15, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about the numbers here in a second, but that's basically, so I'd say probably about 5 or 6 years ago, Mr. Broom, is when we saw it take off, and then she started to get, and then with Ashley's help, getting us in like SE Biz, profiles in business, things like that, and then the phone started ringing.
So just one follow-up then. So of these 200 companies, do you know how many of those approximately are Mount Pleasant companies?
I do. And this isn't a bad thing. It's not a lot, because as you can imagine, the bulk of my 200 are manufacturing, and there's not quite a lot of manufacturing here in Mount Pleasant. I can give you a list, but it's about 20 right now that I touch. There are probably others out there, and working with Ashley in her previous role years ago, and then with Amy, we would assess your list of who has business licenses and really be a team effort, because as you know, economic development is such a team sport, to try and analyze what companies we could potentially assist when they go to grow. Your main manufacturer here is Huebner, and we work with them very closely, and they recently going through an expansion as well. Mediterranean Shipping is another big one we work with because of their headquarters right there. Deer Logistics was one that was kind of recruited and then moved just further into Mount Pleasant. MTAG, we recently helped with their grand opening there on Shem Creek in that beautiful office building there. And then a lot of tech companies, which has great potential, if you're asking my opinion, from eGroup to STEM Premier, Jack Russell and Tabula Rasa, eSight Analytics, Golf Breaks, they're technically a tech company, they're selling golf vacations, but they love it here in Mount Pleasant. So there's some great opportunity for different types of focus at different companies.
Jennifer, if I could interject something. Sure. Since you brought up Deer, I was going to say something about them anyway as an example, because I met last week with the founder. And this is why this is relevant. It all sounds nice, but then it's like, well, how does this translate into helping the citizens, the residents of Mount Pleasant? And it helps on all levels. So let me use Deer as the example real quick. This is a company who does cold shipping. So they ship freight all over, not through ships. They do it through trucks. And they decided to headquarter here. Why? Because the founders liked the idea of living here, and they have children who are in our schools and love our schools. That's the number one reason companies choose a location, is because the CEO wants to live there. Number one reason. So they did that. They had a relatively small group. They hired some folks. They had a certain amount of revenue in the first year, and only like 4 or 5 years later, maybe even a little less, I think it's 3 to 4, they are now doing 11 times what they were doing the first year, and they now have well over 100 employees in Mount Pleasant, many of whom live in Mount Pleasant. Not only that, their average incomes, I can't say details, but you know, by the time they've been there 2 or 3 years, they're well up in income to where they, yes, can afford to live in Mount Pleasant. So why is this so important? Because if we can attract more companies like Deer Logistics, which is in a basically a small office building, very compact office building on the north end of town. They don't use much of our water supply. They don't create all that much burden on infrastructure, because it's not a huge amount of their work is all over the country. So they are truly bringing money in from all over that's benefiting and being essentially listed for revenue in Mount Pleasant and therefore business. They help us build our roads, our schools, maintain, et cetera, and that's why this is so important.
Thank you. To step back a little bit, talking about the business concierge program, like our main goal is to be helpful, number one, not be a burdensome government entity that's calling on companies and taking up their time. We are a value add. We try and do our meetings in 30 minutes or less with a company, identify any issues they have. A lot of time it's workforce development resources and hiring talent. We have very low unemployment right now, so that's been quite a challenge, dealing with different companies and different types of workers that they're looking for, especially when you look at the manufacturing side. A lot of the IT high-tech companies are constantly hiring, and they seem to be swapping different employees with each other because they're just hopping from one to the next, get a different salary, that sort of thing, and different skills and talents. Once we visit with companies, we really try and assess if there is a potential for an expansion opportunity. We try and look out 3 to 5 years, see what that looks like, if they're going to be improving to the building, getting more machinery equipment, hiring new jobs and the wages of those jobs. And then that's how we can put together a package for an expansion and lead to a press release and announcement, just like we do with our recruitment of companies. Expansions are treated the same way. And there's no limit to what a company can do. If they expand every 5 years for the next 20 years, that's great. We still will celebrate it just the same and put in the resources that we have to help make that lucrative for them. A lot of things that we also do is marketing support and sector initiatives. We're very dialed into the Manufacturers Council, the South Carolina Automotive Council, South Carolina Aerospace, and Logistics. All these state entities, we have such a large concentration down in Charleston County that it makes sense for us to really be connected with them and connecting them to our existing industries to make sure they're plugged into what the state's doing. It also helps with some B2B connections and networking, which we go to a lot of their conferences and help support that as well. There's a lot of companies that don't have the time or the resources to take time away from the factory to go up to a conference, so we're there on their behalf. So that's typically how we kind of play those conferences out, which seems to be really helpful. I'm going to go to some numbers. Let's see. Since 2013, which was when I came on board, there's been 29 total announcements in Mount Pleasant, right? No, total, Charleston County, sorry. I was reading the Mount Pleasant companies. And 3,451 jobs and $715 million in total capital investment. And that's expansions of existing companies from those various industry sectors I spoke about earlier. And then I can provide, if you were curious, what was in Mount Pleasant. Most recently, MTAG Services, I spoke to ANZ Pharmaceutical, that has their nutrition shop and warehouse down off Long Point Heat Works, which is further up past Boone Hall, I believe. Gear Logistics, Golf Breaks, Huebner Manufacturing, and the Choate Construction Gateway Office Park. Those are the ones we've been actively involved in this time frame. I know that's a lot of information. I kind of jumped around a little bit. Do you have any other questions on what this kind of looks like?
No, thank you. I think we're good on
sure.
that. Thank you, Jennifer.
And I'd be remiss, and my partner in crime is Jay Kramer. He's at a training, economic development training this week, but him and I are a two-man show out there visiting all the companies, so he's our existing industry specialist. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And we look forward to working with whomever the new person is. It's always good to be a part of the team and work together, especially when we're doing expansion projects.
Terrific.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. So in summary, one of the things we want to do is create a definable, repeatable process. Councils come and go. People come and go. But you need a process in place that you can, and we had a process on the town level, on the staff level all along that's excellent. But we had this, what I call disconnect, I brought it up last month, between when an owner owns land and wants to do something with a business and develop that land, and when it gets to council, and then suddenly everything falls apart. And we need to have it be a much smoother transition so that people will see not only are we open for business in Mount Pleasant, we genuinely want great companies to locate here. So not necessarily wanting tons more residential growth doesn't mean we don't want great companies here. And so one last thing, and then I want to see if any of my fellow council members want to add. But one last thing is, just so you know, there are some on-the-ground real projects that we're working on behind the scenes right now. I can say a little bit about it. One is involving a digital campus. We really want to reproduce the digital campus concept that is in downtown Charleston that's been so successful. And we're pretty far along, but no, can't make an announcement officially yet, but I can tell you we're working on it, which is a good thing, because then if you hear something, if someone else hears something, send them our way, because we want to make sure people know we are definitely looking to do that here in Mount Pleasant. And there are a couple other areas where we're working hard. And don't think for a minute, like, I've already reached out to the folks that own the property where the Peach Orchard Plaza, and so has the mayor, and so has Councilman Bustos, to say, hey, maybe we can annex you in an economic development package that will make an attractive, great business that we need in that part of Mount Pleasant, as opposed to something that maybe folks are worried about. So, Councilman Brimmer or Bustos, anything to add?
Nothing.
Thank you all for your time. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't let the opportunity go by without saying something at least a little controversial. You know, talk about the whole concierge thing and getting a council member to, you know, to herd or accompany something through the process is, you know, you got to get the right person, because when it comes time, it's going to be hard to have shepherded something through and then vote against it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's that thing, and that happens, I think, because of our former government. And I think we're at 85, 86,000 people. You know, we're quickly approaching the idea that we may need a full-time mayor. And I think that would be an assist to economic development, because people could come and talk to a mayor like they do in North Charleston and they do in Charleston. I often think that sometimes we're a little bit behind because of that. But that's a story for another day, I guess.
Thank you, Councilman Bustos. And just so I say, because that is a good point about the if you have someone who's sort of shepherding the process along, but then they find they have to vote against something, I think one of the reasons why it would be nice to have, not just nice to, that we want to have a dedicated council person involved in each project, is so you can figure out what the problems are ahead, so that the public's already aware, and people are in the neighborhood that's involved is already aware, and that you don't get these surprises at the end, which is where the pitchforks, I'm kidding, but where the, scratch that, I didn't say that, where people get upset and say, hey, I didn't even know about this. We need to, because our job as elected officials is to represent our citizens, and we have business owners who are citizens too, and we just want to bring the best businesses possible to Mount Pleasant, since we are limited for space and land. So thank you very much, everyone, today. And with no other business, we will adjourn.
Thank you.